Hello everybody and welcome to this week's recording of the Wallingford and District Talking Newspaper. We're reading articles from the Wallingford Herald, published on Wednesday, October the 1st, 2025. Our three readers this evening are Amanda Griffin, Louise Smith, Jane Mulkern. Your copier is Pete Orton and your producer is myself, Lawrence.
Hello, my name's Louise and this article is titled Community Walk Sees Bumper Turnout. A community walk recently saw its highest turnout since before the pandemic. Last Wednesday, September the 24th, 37 people joined the Benson Community Walks, which is run by local people with support from South Oxfordshire District Council. Organisers say this is the highest turnout since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The free walks start at 10 a.m. every Wednesday from the Parish Hall car park in Sunnyside, Benson, near Wallingford. Participants can choose between a 30-minute amble, a 45-minute walk on footpaths, or a 90-minute countryside walk, all led by experienced leaders. No booking is required for the walks. Participants can simply arrive and enjoy company while walking, followed by a hot drink at the end. Leaders will keep all walkers together and ensure everyone arrives back. For the latest news from across the area, visit www.oxfordherald.co.uk.
Hello, this is Amanda. Shock and sadness after motorcyclist dies in crash. Shock and sadness has been expressed after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash while overtaking a car in South Oxfordshire. The fatal collision occurred on the Wallingford Road in Cholsey, near Wallingford, at about 1 p.m. on Saturday the 27th of September. As a black Harley Davidson motorcycle overtook a black Audi A4, it collided with the rear of a silver Toyota RAV4, Thames Valley Police said. These vehicles were travelling in the direction of Wallingford. Meanwhile, a blue Vauxhall Corsa was travelling towards Cholsey at the time of the collision. The rider of the Harley Davidson, a man in his 50s, died. His next of kin have been informed. Investigating Officer PC Sean Nash of the Roads Policing Department said, "I am appealing to members of the public who may have seen or have footage of the collision or the vehicles involved to please contact the force as soon as possible. You can contact the force by calling 101 or via our website, quoting investigation reference 43250-494072, and we will then arrange collection of your footage. My thoughts are with the family of the rider of the Harley Davidson, who very sadly has died following this collision. Following the crash, Robin Jones, Oxfordshire County Councillor for Beaconsfield and Garsington Division, described the incident as incredibly sad. It's an incredibly sad incident for any neighbourhood and reminds us of the importance of our road regulations in keeping everyone safe," he said. "We must all aim to think of the greater good when driving on our narrow roads and beyond our immediate needs, timings or urgencies." Gavin McLaughlin, Oxfordshire County Council for Benson and Cromer, said, "It is never nice to hear such news stories. Obviously, I am very sorry to hear this and do send my condolences to his family and friends. We still have way too many accidents on our roads, which is why we are looking to reduce speed limits and thus hopefully reduce the number of fatal and serious accidents. Sadness was also expressed on social media, with comments flooding in. Lee Cannon wrote, "Condolences, my Harley brother. Sleep tight, thinking of family and friends at this very sad time." Lorraine Dwyer added, "Comfort to the family and friends of the victim." Helen Nicholas said, "Oh no, that is so awful, so sad." Over the weekend, this newspaper opened a book of condolence for people to leave a tribute to the man or condolences for his loved ones. Lorraine Whittington wrote, "My sincere condolences to the family of this poor man's tragedy. May he rest in peace." The man has not been formally named at this stage, and a family tribute has not been released.
Hello, I'm Jane. Adult social care services rated good. Oxfordshire's adult social care service have been rated good following an assessment from the Care Quality Commission, or CQC. The CQC highlighted the strength of partnerships across the county, particularly through the Oxfordshire Way, which focuses on collaboration with the NHS, care providers, and the voluntary and community sector. Councillor Tim Bearder, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care at Oxfordshire County Council, said, "This achievement is a shared success. It belongs to every care worker, NHS colleague, voluntary group and community partner who plays their part in supporting Oxfordshire residents. By working together, we've shown that integrated care isn't just a policy ambition. It makes a real difference to people's lives. I want to thank every partner across the system for their dedication and teamwork." The Council's joint commissioning with Health Services through one of the largest pooled budgets in the country was recognised as a model of effective integration and prevention. The report also praised the Council's approach to improving hospital discharge processes and helping people to remain in their own homes. Examples of successful partnership working include hospital discharge teams working closely with NHS colleagues, resulting in one of the lowest delays in the region, and redesigned re-ablement services.
Man, 39, found dead at his partner's house. A man was found dead at his partner's home address with no life-saving opportunities, an inquest has heard. Adam Thomas Snowden of Trenchard Close, Wallingford, died on June the 4th. An inquest into the groundworker's death was opened by area coroner Nicholas Graham at Oxford Coroner's Court on Thursday, September the 25th. The court heard that the Oxford-born 39-year-old was found dead at his partner's home address in Didcot. His death was verified at 6:37 a.m. by a police officer. His cause of death following a post-mortem has been given as blood in the pericardial sac of the heart, thoracic aorta dissection and cocaine use. The full inquest is set to take place at the same court on January the 15th, 2026 at 2 p.m.
Fundraising ride on late grandma's bike. A cyclist rode 55 miles on his late grandmother's bike to raise money for charity. Glenn Dearlove from Cholsey near Wallingford participated in the London to Brighton cycling event on his grandmother Nanny Jones three-speed bike. He raised £1,450 for Sue Ryder, a palliative and bereavement support charity. Mr. Dearlove said, "I came away from the day with heavy legs but a full heart." He wanted to give back to the charity after the amazing care they gave his grandmother. Mr. Dearlove said, "My wife and I have lost three grandparents in just the last few years. One of them, Nanny Joan, was cared for at home by the team from Sue Ryder Palliative Care Hub, South Oxfordshire. The Sue Ryder staff were just amazing. They knew exactly what to say and do to make us all feel at ease, especially in those very final moments. He added, Nanny Joan had lived in the family home in Cholsey for over 65 years, and it meant a lot that she could spend her final days there, as it did to all of us as a family who could be there with her at the end. We gave the bike to Nanny Joan as a gift from her grandchildren on her 60th birthday. She was known around the village for riding her beloved bike and visiting people on it. She rode it until she was around 85 years old. Nanny Joan is my inspiration for many things in my life, and I just knew that if I was going to take on the London to Brighton cycle, it would have to be on her bike. As a keen cyclist, Mr. Dearlove is no stranger to long distance rides, but choosing his grandmother's beloved wheels was not only emotional, but also a unique challenge. And there's a lovely picture of Glenn Dearlove holding the bicycle above his head with Brighton Pier and a very calm sea in the background.
Serious injuries increase despite drop in deaths. Serious injuries on Oxfordshire's roads have increased in 2024 compared with the previous year, while the number of deaths have seen a slight decrease. The number of people killed or seriously injured, known as KSIs, rose by 12% between 2023 and 2024, from 232 up to 260. But the number of fatalities alone on Oxfordshire's roads fell to 20 from 22 in 2023, the lowest figure recorded since the pandemic, when less cars were on the roads. The national figures show that 4 people are killed every day on UK roads, while more than 70 are seriously injured. Green Councillor Emily Kerr, who is the county's active travel champion, said every road death or serious injury is a tragedy and we should be doing our very best to prevent them. Without detailed knowledge of what underlies these individual KSIs in Oxfordshire, it's difficult for me to comment, especially as the numbers are relatively low for an accurate statistical analysis. However, we absolutely know from stats in Wales and across Europe that introducing 20 mile an hour limits hugely cuts KSIs and more minor accidents, and incidentally also lowers car insurance premiums. Oxfordshire County Council has been rolling out 20 mile an hour speed limits across the county since 2022 in areas where it has support from the local parish council and county councillor.
Moderna opens vaccine factory in Boost for UK. Vaccine maker Moderna has opened a new manufacturing base in the county in a boost to the local economy and the pharmaceutical industry. The company said the Moderna Innovation and Technology Centre at the Harwell Science and Innovation Campus near Didcot is the UK's first facility to manufacture mRNA jabs onshore. The facility can make up to 100 million doses per year, rising to 250 million in a pandemic, and will create around 150 highly skilled jobs, the government said. It comes amid a challenging backdrop for investment for the sector, which has seen other major firms shelve or pause planned UK investments this year. Last week, UK pharmaceutical giant GSK revealed plans to put nearly £22 billion into US research and development and manufacturing over the next 5 years. US-based drug maker Merck said its UK operation will scrap plans for a £1 billion site in London's King's Cross, which had been due to open in 2027. Bosses blamed the government for paying too little for medicines and not investing enough in the sector, as it confirmed the move, which will impact around 125 jobs. Days later, AstraZeneca announced it had paused plans to invest £200 million at a Cambridge research site, and there is a photograph, an aerial photograph, of STFC's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory on the Harwell Science and Innovation Campus, 28th of May 2009.
Great sadness as post office to close doors after 24 years. A post office has announced it is to close after 24 years trade with great sadness. Postmasters have announced that the branch in Chalgrove, southeast of Oxford and Abingdon, will have its last trading day on January the 30th, 2026. Rising costs combined with a lack of relative increased funding from the central post office have been blamed for the high street business's impending demise. First Class Hair, the hair salon situated to the side of the shop, will not be affected by the closure. It is with great sadness that we announce the closure of Chalgrove Post Office, the post office said in a statement. After struggling with rising costs for many years and post office funding that has not increased with inflation, we regret to confirm that our last trading day will be 30th of January 2026. We would like to sincerely thank everyone who has supported us over the past 24 years. A very special thanks goes to our treasured colleagues, Jill and Sarah, whose dedication and care have meant so much to our community. We are especially proud to celebrate Jill's 40 years of service with the Post Office, all of which has been here in Chalgrove. Her loyalty and commitment have been truly remarkable. We would also like to recognise the extraordinary efforts of our team during the COVID pandemic, when they went above and beyond expectations, risking their own health to ensure the post office remained open and the community was supported through such difficult times. Thank you once again to all our loyal customers and colleagues, past and present, for your support throughout the years. Chalgrove residents reacted with shock and sadness, highlighting the great job of the workers at the post office. One man said, "It is so sad, a big blow to the village," and added, "Jill and Sarah have done a great job against the odds for so long and will be sorely missed." Another added, "Totally gutted and so sad for you all and the village. You have provided such an amazing service to the village. My heart goes out to Jill and Sarah." From February, residents will face having to drive to other villages if they want to use a post office. It includes 4 miles away in Watlington, 5 miles away in Warborough, or 7 miles away in Beaconsfield. The post office network includes around 11,500 branches across the UK, 115 of which are Crown post offices located in city centres and staffed by post office employees. And there's a picture of the flint and brick frontage with dark red paintwork of Chalgrove post office, a little post box inset in the wall, and red, white and blue bunting across the top of its windows.
Work to secure jobs for people with disabilities. People in Oxfordshire with disabilities, long-term health conditions and other significant barriers to securing and sustaining paid employment are being supported by a service that has received a nationally recognised certification. Oxfordshire Employment has successfully renewed its Supported Employment Quality Framework accreditation, confirming its status as a leading provider of inclusive employment support in the UK. Supported employment is a personalised, evidence-based approach designed to help people with disabilities, long-term health conditions, or other significant barriers to work secure and sustain paid employment. The Oxfordshire County Council Service first achieved the accreditation after a two-day audit in September 2024. This process reviewed more than 150 pieces of evidence and included interviews with customers, employers, and partners, resulting in an indicative grade of good with a score close to 80%. To retain the award, Oxfordshire Employment underwent a follow-up review to show progress against its original action plan and demonstrate continued compliance with Supported Employment Quality Framework standards. This places Oxfordshire Employment in a select group of organisations nationally recognised for delivering high-quality supported employment. Deborah Montgomery, Contracts Delivery Manager, said, "This achievement is a testament to the dedication and professionalism of our team. We've worked hard to complete our action plan and improve key areas, including six-month employment retention for our customers, where we've seen a significant uplift from 53% to 80%. Councillor Tim Bearder, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care at Oxfordshire County Council, added, "This recognition reflects the hard work and values that underpin our supported employment services. Oxfordshire Employment is helping people build confidence, skills and independence through meaningful work, and that's something of which we're incredibly proud. The Supported Employment Quality Framework, KITE mark, awarded by the British Association for Supported Employment, serves as the benchmark for quality in supported employment."
Traffic management needed before repairs. Water supply was cut off and traffic disrupted after burst water pipes. Thames Water staff were called to deal with burst water pipes on Chiltern Crescent and Winterbrook in Wallingford on Friday. The burst pipes saw roads flooded. The water company said on Friday, "Unfortunately, we need to set up traffic management at Chiltern Crescent. Once this is set up, we can then begin the repair. A specialist gang is needed to do the repair in Winterbrook and are making their way to site. We know how disruptive it is if you lose your water supply, so we'll work hard to get things back to normal as soon as we can. If you or someone you know needs a little extra support, our free priority services register can help us to understand your situation so we can take it into account as best we can." Local resident Janine Wolfe said, "I'm very impressed by Thames Water, who've delivered bottled water to the vulnerable residents in Firtree Avenue." But Winterbrook resident Tony Wheeler, who was affected by flooding, shared his frustrations. He said, "My wife and I are sick to death with the frequency of the flooding of our driveway and the front of our property. It is dirty water with all manner of debris in it and leaves our gravel driveway embedded in silt, which leads to excessive weed growth and thereby extra work. The stress of it all is unwelcome to a couple in their mid-70s, leading to significant extra physical work. We have at least three of these episodes a year. It is obvious that the existing very ancient pipework simply cannot cope with all the additional housing that South Oxfordshire District Council has allowed to be built. It came as Thames Water announced the hosepipe dam has been extended after the Met Office recorded its hottest summer. The company said despite recent rainfall, water resources will take time to recover as it has only received 50% of average rainfall in the last 6 months. It has therefore extended the hosepipe ban for Thames Water customers in the OX, GL, SN, RG4, RG8 and RG9 postcodes. Thames Water said it continues to do everything we can to keep all our customers supplied with top quality drinking water."
giant animatronic T-Rex to visit schools. A 5-metre-long animatronic dinosaur is heading to primary schools across Oxfordshire as a series of educational immersive workshops arrive in the county. Giant Journeys, which provides innovative workshops for children, has launched a competition for local schools to win an interactive experience with Reggie, a robotic T-Rex. The company has opened a public vote on social media for Oxfordshire schools to put themselves forward to meet Reggie. The session will educate the children about dinosaur behaviour, evolution and extinction. The competition has already gained popularity in Northampton, where more than 9,500 people voted for more than 80 different schools at the end of last year. Giant Journeys was founded in September 2024 by Darren Smith. And there's a picture of three children being introduced to Reggie. His head is about the length of one of the girls' trunks, and his teeth are almost as long as her fingers.
World's most venomous snake can kill 20 people. A variety of dangerous animals are living in captivity in Oxfordshire, including lions and a king cobra, new figures show. International wildlife charity Born Free revealed there are more than 2,700 dangerous wild animals being kept privately with a licence in the UK and Northern Ireland. There could be more living in the UK that are being kept without a licence. A Born Free survey conducted back in 2023 revealed a total of 187 private addresses across 126 local authorities hold licences to keep dangerous wild animals such as lions, tigers, crocodiles and venomous reptiles. West Oxfordshire was among the areas in Britain where dangerous wild animals can be found. The Born Free survey showed there are 140 dangerous wild animals living in the area, including red kangaroos, wolves, tigers, and more. In West Oxfordshire, the statistics from Born Free show there were 75 wild boars, 6 lions, 4 leopards, 4 wolves, 5 Morlet's crocodiles, and 2 Cuvier's dwarf caiman. The figures also show there was 1 alligator, 1 bearded lizard, 2 gila monsters, 1 cobra, 1 dromedary camel, 2 Bactrian camels, 4 zebra, 4 pygmy hippos, 2 rhesus monkeys, 8 ring-tailed lemurs, and 8 red kangaroos. King cobras are among the most venomous snakes in the world, according to National Geographic, and are one of the dangerous wild animals that call Oxfordshire home.
Creepy video shows spider season has hit. A creepy video has shown that spider season is in full swing, with Oxfordshire homes being invaded by arachnids. Ring has released spine-tingling new footage of spiders caught on its cameras, giving a glimpse into the secret lives of our 8-legged housemates, just as experts warn of a bumper year ahead. With spider season now hitting its peak between early September and mid-October, homeowners are reporting these creepy crawlers invading their spaces like never before. In the entertaining video submitted, a household spider dangles from its thread, triggering a motion alert on his Ring indoor camera. But experts say this year's invasion is expected to be worse. An expert from the University of Derby warns that unusually warm weather will flush even more spiders out from their hiding places. Dr. Goodacre, professor at the University of Nottingham and leader of its spider lab, is not at all worried if this turns out to be the case. She reviewed the videos exclusively for Ring and commented, "These kind spindly-legged cellar spiders are called Phalcus phalangioids. The super cool thing about them is that they dance. It's a bit like humans on a dance floor. Some will pirouette like ballerinas if you tickle their webs or try to look invisible and go all shy and retreat. Though spotting these uninvited visitors on your Ring feed might give you a fright, spiders are actually good news for your home." Crikey.
There is one death notice for Alan Reed, husband to Beryl, father to Tracy and James, grampy to Lily and Gracie. He worked for Boucher's and died on the 20th of August 2025. The service is at South Oxfordshire Crematorium on the 6th of October 2025 at 1 p.m.
And from the On This Day feature, last year, Princess Beatrice was pregnant with her second child, Buckingham Palace announced. Birthdays: Harry Hill comedian, age 61, Dame Julie Andrews, actress and singer, 90, Stephen Collins, actor, 78, Randy Quaid, actor, 75, Theresa May, ex-Prime Minister, 69, Phil de Glanville, ex-rugby player, 57, and Keith Duffy, actor and singer, 51. And on this day in history, in 1843, the News of the World was first published. In 1868, the Midland Railway opened St Pancras Station in London. 1880, the Edison Lamp Works began operations in New Jersey to manufacture the first electric light bulbs. In 1908, Henry Ford introduced the Model T car at a price of $850. Within 18 years, production techniques reduced that to $300. He is rumoured to have told customers, "You can have any colour you want, as long as it's black." In 1918, Arab forces under Emir Faisal and including British officer T.E. Lawrence captured Damascus from the Turks. And in 1969, Concorde 001 broke the sound barrier for the first time during a test flight in France.
Rowett bemoans lack of ruthlessness in loss. Gary Rowett was frustrated that his Oxford United side couldn't finish off some promising moves in their 1-0 defeat at home against Sheffield United. Callum O'Hare scored the only goal of the game 20 minutes into the second half, ending a 3-game unbeaten run for United. For the Blades, though, it was the first victory of the season, as former U's manager Chris Wilder took charge of the second game of his third stint as boss. United head coach Rowett said, "When you play against a team like Sheffield United, we know where they are in the league and we know they're not at their most confident or have been at their best, but they've still got a very good squad and have got very good players. I think it's a sign of respect in some ways that they came and set up. It almost felt like to go and frustrate us and maybe nick a point or maybe get something on the break. I thought we limited them to very little in the first half. It was another really good performance. Maybe a little bit of quality with the last action wasn't quite there with the crossing, but I thought it was a really dominant first half performance. There were a lot of good things to like, a lot of energy about the team. I thought we moved the ball well, and in the second half we knew perhaps it would be a little more even. What you can't do is allow one moment, one ball, with three in the box. He takes a touch, finds the corner, and we didn't have that luxury. We're throwing balls in the box. Greg Lee hits the post. They're defending for their lives in there, and it feels like we keep leaving the door ajar for teams to get something out of the game. Rowett added, we've had three home games where we've taken 2 points, and you need to take more than that. We need to do a little bit more in terms of the scoreline and the points. That's the frustrating bit. You can see how good we were in the first half. There were lots of good things to like about the performance. We just need to do something at the end of those little moves to go and get the points. We went out there and played as we have done in the last three games, which was very good and of real high quality. It shows how far the group has come that we can produce that type of performance against a side like that. What we've got to do is take advantage of those moments. You've got to go and score, but if you don't go and score, then you've got to keep a clean sheet. We haven't kept a clean sheet so far in the league this season. We need to get back to making sure we're very solid and making sure that the good attacking play gives us a chance of winning games. And there's a photograph of Gary Mowat.
So it's now time to read the Talking Newspaper events calendar, which is a 2 to 3 week look ahead at upcoming events in Wallingford and surrounding areas. Thursday, 2nd of October, is a digital helper drop-in from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Wallingford Library. This is a free, friendly, one-to-one help with a knowledgeable volunteer. Free, but booking advised. Book by calling 01865 815 193, or you can email wallingford.library@oxfordshire.gov.uk. Also tomorrow, Thursday, 2nd of October, there's Age UK Tea Books from 2 p.m. till 3 p.m. at Wallingford Library. This is a book group and social event aimed at those aged 60 plus. Please contact the library about joining. £1 donation per session, refreshments provided. Saturday the 4th of October is Banana Blush, 2:30 p.m. at the Beacon, Wantage. Banana Blush is a joyful celebration in words and music. First released as a cult album in 1974, Banana Blush set John Betjeman's gently nostalgic, often comic verses to Jim Parker's quirky jazz-influenced music. Also Saturday the 4th of October, Jigsaw and Board Game Sale, 10 a.m. till noon at St Mary-le-Moor Church, Wallingford. Come to St Mary's Church on Saturday the 4th of October at 10 a.m. and fill your arms with things for yourself or gifts for others. Refreshments available, proceeds to the Friends of St Mary's Church and St Leonard's, a charity separate from the churches, but which raises money to help maintain the buildings. On Thursday, 9th of October, another digital helper drop-in, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at Wallingford Library. Friday the 10th of October is the TNF Conference and AGM. A bit further afield this event, York Fairfield Manor Hotel. It's a 2-day event. Also, starting Friday the 10th of October is the Oxford International Song Festival. Various locations throughout Oxford, and this lasts for 14 days. I'll give an overview of some of the things happening. So from the 10th to the 24th, Oxford International Song Festival will be on, a vibrant hub of musical storytelling. Celebrating the art of song in all its forms, no fewer than 67 events invite audiences to enjoy themselves from timeless ballads and fairy tales to contemporary works and national traditions. At the heart of the festival is storytelling, not only through voice, but also through dance, chamber music and engaging talks. The lineup promises to a feast for the senses and the imagination, with concerts throughout the day and late into the evening. Set in some of the city's most atmospheric venues, including the Holywell Music Room, Europe's oldest purpose-built concert hall, as well as the chapels of New College and Merton College. Sunday, 12th of October, is Apple Day in Brightwell Consopwell Recreation Ground from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Celebrate all things Apple at the biggest and best Apple Day in Oxfordshire. Brightwell Consotmol Apple Day at the Recreation Ground. You're sure to be amazed at the display of 50 plus varieties of heritage apples with a huge range you'll never see in any other village. There's another digital helper drop-in at Wallingford Library on Thursday the 16th, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. On Saturday 18th of October, Rutter's Requiem open rehearsals take place from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at St Mary's Church in Wallingford. Wallingford Parish Council Choir open rehearsals for Sir John Rutter's Requiem. The rehearsal is a great opportunity to explore this beautiful piece and to sing with the church, sing with the choir in the church. Refreshments provided, a fee of £1 to be paid on the day. Also Saturday 18th of October, the Riverside Repair Cafe is taking place at Eastgate House Garden, No. 1 High Street, Wallingford, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Would you like help learning how to repair something? We'll take it to the next Riverside Repair Cafe on Saturday the 18th of October in the garden of Eastgate House. Access is via the green door opposite the Boathouse Pub next to Wallingford Bridge. Volunteer repairers, rain or shine, will be on hand to help you with woodwork, sewing, sharpening, bicycles, small electrics, including phones, laptops, etc., china, with light refreshments. Also Saturday 18th of October, there's a second-hand book sale, 10 to 1 p.m. at Wallingford Methodist Church. Autumn brings us many bookish delights. Do you fancy browsing through hundreds of pre-loved books, then enjoying a tasty bacon bap? Then pop into Wallingford Methodist Church. Doors open 10 a.m. at the church on St Leonard's Square with reasonably priced refreshments and a vast array of reading matter to browse. Also Saturday 18th of October, Legends of the Golden Age, 6:30 p.m. at the George Hotel Wallingford. Get ready for a sparkling night of music and dining as the George Hotel presents Legends of the Golden Age in the John Hedges Suite. This gala events evening blends fine foods and unforgettable live music, celebrating the timeless songs of Frank Sinatra, Buddy Holly, Dean Martin, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis and more. Ticket £75 to include a 3-course meal. Okay, so that concludes our recording for this week. So thank you for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.